Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each week to tell you truth, justice, and to talk about the American way and what we can do to save it from the encroaching progressive wave of absolute nonsense that is being spewed by a host of presidential candidates that don't know their proverbial derriere from a hole in the ground. Thankfully, the first one has bit the dust. Swalwell, who had nothing to offer, a mindless nitwit, has dropped out of the race because he had absolutely no support. Even the progressive liberals knew that he was a complete buffoon and fool. Richard, how are you today?
He was a lightweight. I particularly like the one where he said, I'm going to go bold without being bold. What? All right, you idiot. Hey, listen,
Or what about changing the baby's diaper and saying, I can get rid of the you-know-what. Here, I can get rid of it in Washington, too. Now, I thought, oh, my goodness. I mean, he's saying, well, if Beto O'Rourke can get a haircut and make news doing it and be on Vanity Fair, maybe I can, you know, have something important.
I could hope.
I mean, the guy was an absolute nothing.
Yeah. Listen, before we get going, I think it's quite apropos since the women's soccer team just landed for you to read your little post that you made about, and you know what? I don't even want to remember her name, for being so disrespectful to the United States. I just read you. Was it on Facebook? Twitter?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's on my common sense on Facebook, and you know, and here it is. Megan Rapinoe's performance on the field was as exceptional as her failure off the field has been. Today, one day after winning the Women's World Cup, she is making her case for why women's soccer players should be paid as much as men's soccer players. She is using her platform as the MVP of the tournament as her launching pad to do it. Since she knew this would be her agenda before the tournament began, why did she choose to alienate half of America by being deliberately disrespectful to our flag, our nation, and our president? She went so far as to drop the American flag on the ground, which no American should ever do. Such disrespect is inexcusable. In my opinion, she has squandered her opportunity to be an ambassador for women's soccer. At 34, she should be smarter than this. Her career as a player is nearly over, but instead of being gracious and personable, she has chosen to denigrate those who have the power to actually make the pay gap more equitable. What a fool this woman is. She has squandered her opportunity, and it will never come again. If she had chosen to be a better human being, she could have made a career out of her performance, but she didn't, did she? I suspect it's because she lacks the character qualities necessary to be that kind of person. I like that.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. Well, you know, If I had done, you know, clearly we're no friends of Barack Obama. I think he's the worst. I mean, I think Jimmy Carter should be thrilled that Obama came along so that Carter wouldn't be the worst president in American history. We have Barack Obama. That's how bad I think he is. At the same time, if there, you know, let's just say one of my books, you know, won a Pulitzer Prize or something like that, and he said, well, I want you to visit the White House. I'm going to honor you for it. I would go. I would shake his hand. I would say, thank you, Mr. President, for inviting me. Why? Because it's the adult thing to do. It's gracious. And the White House wasn't Obama's house when he lived there, and it isn't Trump's house. It's the American people's house that the president lives in. And if you don't like President Trump, okay, a lot of people don't like President Trump. But being respectful is part of who we are, or at least who we should strive to be. The same with Obama. They, you know, Trump and Obama are polar opposites. People that love Trump hated Obama, and people that loved Obama hate Trump. I mean, we get that. And, you know, and there's some hard things that get said, but you've got to grow up. I mean, and here's the thing. One third of the television sets that were on yesterday morning watched that soccer match. That is a huge audience. So with that kind of audience and making that kind of splash, if she had just chosen to be kind and gracious, you know, what was Billie Jean King? You remember her, the tennis star? She was this old. And Martina Navratilova, they were both lesbians. And both great athletes. Navratilova more than Billie Jean King. But Martina was a lovely woman, really. I mean, you know, she had her own, but she didn't flaunt that stuff and say, "Hey, I'm a bitch dyke." She never did that. And why this woman feels like the need to do that? And you know, in my whole life, I don't believe I have ever introduced myself as, "Hi, I'm Jack Watts. I can get it up for a woman." Why would I, you know, why would I do that? I mean, who does that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Why, I mean, yes. Oh, I'm a heterosexual. Okay. I mean, you know, it's nobody's business as long as it's with adults and consenting adults.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the first real subject that I wanted to talk about today, and that is somebody who doesn't care to do it with adults. Jeffrey Epstein and him being indicted. And I don't believe he was given bond, was he?
That he was what?
I don't believe he was given bond, was he?
I haven't heard. All I heard was that he pleaded not guilty. I didn't see anything more that how they finished it, but they were saying he was a huge flight risk because of his money, and he has his own plane and everything. So they wanted to lock him up.
Two planes, and keep him in jail because he would be a flight risk. And if I were Epstein, I'm not sure that I wouldn't. I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to say something a little tacky here, and that is that he's probably safer in jail, since the first person that's going to go down with him is Bill Clinton. I mean, you know, Epstein's just liable to commit suicide with two gunshot wounds in the back of the head, you know, taking a walk in a park. It isn't like that hasn't happened dozens of times where the Clintons are concerned. But I don't think, you know, Slick Willie is, who cares? I don't think, nobody cares anymore. They're passe. The reason, in my estimation, that they have pulled this stuff up about Epstein, essentially imposing double jeopardy. I mean, his first sentencing, 11 or 12 years ago, was really not fair and equitable, and certainly did not take into account, the victims. But they've gone around that. I don't think it's because they're trying to, their goal is to help the victims at all. Now, that's just the truth. I think that they're in hopes that part of this list includes Trump, and that this can take him down. That's what I believe. Is he on that list? There are lots of instances where there were parties that were, where Donald Trump, the businessman, was with Epstein, and this is, 15, 20 years ago. But when it comes to these kinds of things, there is no statute of limitations. And I think this is a very clever attempt to try and take down Trump. And if they can put Trump with some girl, some 13-year-old said that, it was 13 at the time, that Epstein and Trump had both raped her. And this was in the news, I think, yesterday or earlier today, one of the two. I think this is what it's all about.
Well, she'd now
and
be
if that happened,
she'd be, yeah. That would have been like 2002. 13, no, she'd be close to 30 years old. And it's
well,
just
a lot
now
of them
coming
are in
up.
Their 30s now. Because Epstein himself goes back to many,
like
many years.
A,
I mean, it's a
funny Ford, right? This is like that Ford woman. Yeah. I thought it was him. Yeah, all right.
And that was
13
year
old. And I know who Donald Trump is. Are you kidding me? Come on, give me a break.
Well,
I don't believe it.
I don't either. But this is, they've got Epstein, and they'll throw Slick Willie and Prince Charles is one of the ones.
Yeah, I heard he was involved too, yeah.
I mean, he's the... he'd be king of England when Queen Elizabeth died. Frankly, I think that as old as Charles is, and as sordid as his life has been, I think that they're going to skip over him to go to Prince William, his son. Anyway. But there's no doubt that at this point, Charles is going to be the King of England. And they would take down who's going to be the King of England to get to Trump. They'll take down Slick Willie to get to Trump. They'll take down Dershowitz. He's a nonentity in all this to get to Trump. And there are many, many more. And this is stuff that this one, if they can make a positive link, this can work. Trump is vulnerable on this.
Well,
at least I think so. What do you think?
I mean, he was vulnerable 2 years ago because he was dealing with the Russians. I mean, did he do it?
No.
I can't see that he would be involved at something like that. Not because
You know what?
I don't think he's a pedophile. I don't think he's a pedophile. I mean, he's not when you had his kind of money that he could. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it, and I think they would have a hard time. How do you prove it now, 15, 20 years later? Same thing like that Ford saying that Kavanaugh was doing that shit, what, 35 years ago or something. That's just not that. I don't know. It's unprovable, if you ask me. And now
I have no respect or sympathy for Epstein. Zero. I don't care what they do to him. The worse that they can do to him, the better. He is not a decent human being. There's nothing about him that's good. He looks like he very handsome guy. And, you know, a billionaire and has all this, can do all that. And his perversion is so great that he's going to end up spending the rest of his life in a 6x8 cell. The first time when he had this 11 months of prison time, what it was he had to sleep in the jail. And so he had to be there for either, I think, 10 or 12 hours. But during the day, he could go to his mansion in Palm Beach and, you know, live his life normally. He had to sleep in the jail for 10 at night for 10 months for sex
trafficking. Raping little girls.
Yeah. That's a pretty light sentence. And that, and these girls are justifiably.
Did you hear that? That Mueller was involved?
No, say that again.
That Mueller was involved with that whole thing as a lawyer? I heard something.
No, I had not heard this. See, this is breaking. So we. Folks, we just have to at least a little bit apologize here for not being completely prepared. But this stuff's just coming up. And my goodness, it's just like bam, 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 one thing after the other.
Yeah.
So Mueller is involved in this? Tell us how.
I don't know. As a lawyer, I heard that today that he and even there was somebody else of significance that was involved with the whole thing also. But, I mean, he got a very lenient sentence, as you just mentioned. But I think that was done by the state. And the only reason now that they're going after him again is because they're federal charges. And he might have been, you know, There's no double jeopardy because it was a federal crime, and the state really
The federal charge was wrapped up with the state charge, and they sealed all the documents for all these years. So there's just a lot of stuff involving this that, you know, it was a sweetheart deal that's coming undone. And now,
if he's been tried, then why is it coming? Aren't we talking about double jeopardy here?
Yes.
Well, then why are they going after him? He's already been tried for these things. I don't get it.
I don't either. This is
if he's already been tried, why is it
horrible? As horrible as he is, this is it is double jeopardy that they're the, you know, at least now how they've gotten around this, I don't know, but I think that there's a chance that it all gets thrown out. But the purpose isn't even to get Epstein. The purpose is to try and get Trump. So if everything's just spilled out, then the damage is political, and that's all they want anyway. This is what I really think.
Sounds like something Cuomo would be involved in.
Yeah, this is you know, this is definitely one of the worst. And it's who knows? It also is possible that this is that pulling this out is the linchpin for getting at all of the people who were involved in making this sentence go away, which is getting towards this whole group of pedophiles in the deep state. So this also could be, it's possible this is all just a way of bringing up all the things that, you know, that are involved in everything that we've been talking about for 3 years.
Yeah.
We don't know enough at this absolute moment. But one thing's for sure, it's just about to hit the fan. We've been saying, when's anything going to happen? When's something going to happen? When's it going to happen? Well, it's getting close. And, you know, I think that when it does, we're going to have to say, you know what, we're going to need to be on the air 2 or 3 times a week to just keep in front of all of it. And, you know,
this may be there because of what Barr has got going on against all of these people. This is just another stage to try and say, don't look over there to the left. Just come over here and see what we're doing to try and, you know, just trying to keep it so that it's not completely front page news about what Barr is doing. Not that any of these crooked newspaper and television people would cover it anyway, but if that could be going on and they would only cover this particular thing instead, so and saying, oh, you know, we're covering the news. Yeah, okay. Don't buy it.
Pretty amazing stuff. It's July of 2019, not July 2020, and I'm already sick of what's going on with the Democrats for the presidential election. I mean, it's a year before they're even supposed to be getting started, and you say, oh my God, do we have to listen to Heels Up Harris, Master Beto O'Rourke, or
he'll go.
Joe.
It's coming down to, I'm going to say it's going to come down to the four will end up being Biden, Warren, Booker, and Heels Up. Those are the four that are going to end up at the end of this whole thing. Maybe Bernie Sanders would be in there too, but Sanders has gone way too far to the left, if you ask me. And of course, well, then again, Warren has too. You know, there's a part of that party that is extremely left now. I mean, now even Pelosi is having words with Cortez, back and forth. They're Twitter fighting with each other, and it seems to me like she's losing a little bit of her gumption, if I guess that's the right word. She's letting them spout off.
Mm-hmm.
Now they talked
isn't it
about
amazing.
She called them what did she call them? The mod, or the squad, or something.
Mod.
And they were saying, they were saying there's four of them. I know of Tlaib, Omar, and Cortez. Who's the fourth one?
It's another black woman. I've forgotten her name, but she's
really
kind of.
Is that the one from Georgia?
No, she's
that's
not from
not
Georgia.
Her. No, that's not the one that ran for governor and lost and blamed it on racism. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Stacey Abrams.
No.
I think it's really interesting that Nancy Pelosi has become somewhat of a stabilizing force in the Democratic Party instead of just being this total whack job, which she is, but the others are so whack, she seems closer to normal. That's because the new normal has drifted so far to the left. And, you know, they're now, I mean, you saw where these champions in soccer just threw the flag on the ground to do some, you know, to raise their hands. And that the one girl, Kelly O'Hara, you know, went and grabbed it and picked it up immediately. Good for her. She's from Georgia. But, you know, that they did that they are – I don't think they did that out of meanness. I just think that they are that obtuse that they don't even know and have never been taught to respect.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Yeah.
It's not there for them to even understand it.
But Jack, this is the reality of what we're living in. Let me give you a quick little story. My neighbors across the street had a graduation party. So these were all these 17 and 18 year old kids, and I let them park in the top of my driveway, which is a horseshoe.
Right.
And this one kid parked up there. He parked on my grass, and as he left, he threw his empty bottle of water on my grass. After me letting him, I was like, the mother said of the kids, saying, there's a bunch of good kids, but there's some that are really just don't have the brains God gifted geese. But that's what you're dealing with. That's the reality of it. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a show where the guys asked this college girl, how many senators are there? She said, one. He said, one? She said, no, 10. He said, no, there's 100. She said, I thought this was supposed to be fun. Oh, my God. One senator. Yeah, okay. Unbelievable.
A little news flash just came on my computer. One of the prosecutors in the Epstein case is a young woman named Maureen Comey, the daughter of disgraced FBI director James Comey.
Oh, my God.
The drama continues. In our new soap opera, As the Stomach Turns.
As the poop flows.
It came over on the New York Post. And the New York Post, God love them, they don't stop at anything.
No.
So this is pretty wild stuff. And, you know, on the other hand, as we're winding up, because we've got less than a minute, I do want to say congratulations to the women's soccer team. You know, they did an exceptional job. And, you know, that being said, you know, I wish that they had been a little more gracious, but they weren't. Anyway, we're out of time, so let me say.
It's just that one woman. The rest of them were fine. It was just that one lesbian woman. I'm sorry, that was the issue.
Yeah. So let me just say, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, and we will talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.